Let's go. If you have over here one of the papers, I'll take this in the Gemara. Listen carefully. We're going to build up slowly. There are two machlokes in the Bible. One machlokes is when you die to a lavzov. When you plan to come back on Pesach. According to Bali, when you plan to come back on Pesach, before Lamed Yoyim Inachayev. I repeat. When I plan to come back, we'll stop for Rob, okay? When I plan to come back, Robert says, doesn't make a difference, a whole year. If you plan to come back, you have. If you plan to come back, you have. Abaye says no. If it's before Lamed Yoyim Inachayev. What's the Biyah Advarim in this Machlokes? What's the Biyah Advarim in this Machlokes of before Lamed Yoyim that Abaye says Inachayev and Robert says Yachayev? In order to explain what the Machlokes is, I want to give an introduction from the other Machlokes, and then we'll come back. So I said, I started off slowly. I'm building a whole binyan now, that's a few day binyan. If a guy's planning to come back for Pesach, he's going to come back in the middle of Pesach, he's going to run into trouble. So Rabbi says, doesn't make it if you're planning to come back, doesn't make it when you leave, if you're the Rosh Hashanah Nami. Abai argues on that. Here's La'ayin, what caused this Machlokes. In order to explain what this Machlokes is, I want to give an introduction from a different Machlokes. And then we'll... B'toich Lamed Yoyim, Abaye says you only chayav is Daito Lazo. Well, it says, Toich Lamed Yoyim, even if saying Daito Lazo, even if you don't plan to turn off. I want to explain this Machlokes of the Toich Lamed Machlokes, and then we'll go back to the Fnei Lamed Machlokes. Abaye holds that Toich Lamed, if you Daito Lazo, so then you chayav Toich Lamed Yoyim. Rava holds, Toich Lamed Yoyim, you chayav even if ain't Daito Lazo. And what goes that Machlokes? If the Biyah Advarim is like this, Abaye makes sense. I'm going to go slowly, build slowly. I'm going to build at many, many levels. Abaye makes sense. What's Tratan Abaye? What's Lakta Abaye? What's Abaye saying? Abaye says, look, watch what I'm saying now. The Chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz, the Chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz, that's a no-brainer, is about the Chal on Lel Yudalit. The Chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz is Chal on Lel Yudalit. How do we know that, by the way? We know from the sugi of Maskir V'Secher. We know from the sugi of Maskir V'Secher that it's a critical moment of who was there when Lel Yidal came, right? If the Maskir is there, it's Ule Paka. That's Halacha L'Maisa. That's the place is going to take more Shiloh. So Abaye says, this man Chiyuv is about Lel Yidal. There's no other time, no less. Abaye says like this. Yudalit is a din of Shleishim Yerim Kredim L'Chag. There's an Indian called Shleishim Yerim Kredim L'Chag, which is already the promo of the Chag. It's the beginning of the Chag. So, Chiyuvim, which will be Chal on Pesach, start already from 30 days. Again, Nachal. If you're going to come back, and when you're going to come back, you're going to have a Chiyuv on Pesach. That means when you're going to go back, you're going to have a Chiyuv on Pesach. So then, Chiyuvim, Pesach, Dika Chiyuvim, Chag, Dika Chiyuvim, Achal, from Lamed Yoyim. That's what Abaye says. Abaye says, if I'm not planning to come back on Pesach, I'm never going to have a Chiyuv. You want me stomped to have a Chiyuv? What do you mean? It's not every Pesach. No, it's Shlishin Yeruf and Echak. But if I'm planning to come back, and when I'm going to come back, I'm going to have a Siva Mechayevus. That means I'm going to have a Pesach Dika Siva Mechayevus. I'm going to have a Pesach Siva. I'm going to be back on Pesach. A person who has a Pesach Dika Siva Mechayevus, your Pesach the Kasibas start from Lamed Yoyim. That's why you have to die to planning to come back. So then the pshat is that I'm going to have a Chiyuv on Pesach. I want to tell the Lumbus. And Pesach the Chiyuvim start Lamed Yoyim Lefnei Pesach. If I'm not planning to come back, I'm not going to have a Pesach the Chiyuv. If I'm not planning to come back, I'm not going to have Pesach the Chiyuvim. So then I don't know if you have a that's together with Lamed Yoyim. By the way, Abaye makes more sense than Rava. Abaye was Lamed Yoyim, a guy schreibt the Bidikas Chometz, Lamed Yoyim, Pesach, schreibt the Bidikas Chometz, Purim time. Now the Pshat is if you plan to come back, and you're going to have a Chiyuv, so the Chiyuvim of the Chag starts, Shloshim Yom Lefnei HaChag, that's together. The Chiyuvim of the Chag start Shleishim Yoyim Lefnei HaChag. That's a lumdish together in Abaya. The Chiyuvim of the Chag. Start Shleishim Yoyim. That means from when on is it Mutal Ami the Chiyuvim of Pesach. Before Pesach, you have to start to think about Pesach. And on Pesach, I'm going to have a Chiyuvim of Bedikas Chametz. So the Chiyuvim of Pesach starts Shleishim Yoyim Lefnei HaChag. Mashenkein, if I'm not planning to come back. So on Pesach itself, I'm not going to have any Chiyuvim. So I should have a Chiyuv for him, time plus happens. That's the Shita of Abaya. That's the lumdus of Chiyuv Rabbi. What's Pshat and Rabba, by the way? What's Halt Rabba? What does Rabba hold? Is it a lot that they argue and what together of Shleishim Yoyim Koyed HaMachag is? Abaya holds that the together of Shleishim Yoyim Koyed HaMachag will discuss tomorrow whether it's the Rais or the Rabban or Balzen. Abaya holds, I'll show you Bekeris soon, Abaya holds that the Chiyuv of Shleishim Yoyim Koyed HaMachag is that the Chiyuv of Pesach Achal, the Chiyuv of Pesach Achal Shleishim Yoyim Koyed HaMachag. What does Rava hold? What does Rava hold? Rava holds that Lamid Yom Lefnei HaChag, it's Chal on you, the Chiyuvim of the Chag now. And the Shas Chalois HaChiyuv is Lamid Yom Lefnei HaChag. Erev Yontov starts Lamid Yom Lefnei HaChag. Now you'll ask me and say, what do you mean? We saw that by Maskir V'Secher, the critical moment of the Chiyuv is when? I'll give you an example. If the Maskir was there, Lel Yodalev, he gets the Chiyuv and he stays with the Chiyuv. Nobody said that if the Maskir is there, Shleishim Yoyim Lefnei HaChag, he gets the Chiyuv and he stays with the Chiyuv. The answer is very simple. If there's going to be somebody around to do the Chiyuv on the Yodalev when he's supposed to do it, Avada, the Zman HaChiyuv is Yodalev. Our discussion is where there won't be somebody around. So, Moshel, if the Maskir is there on Lel Yodalev, right? So, Avada and Avada, the Maskir does it. Let's say the Maskir is there, Shleishim Yoyim Lefnei HaChag, and the Seichel moves in the next day. The Seichel is going to be there on Yodalev. Avada, he'll do it. There's no Chiyuv. The Pshat is over here, we're talking about a situation where I'm leaving my house. And there's nobody going to be there on Pesach. When there's nobody going to be there on Pesach, then says Rabbah, the Zman HaChiyuv is Lamed Yom Lefnei HaChag. The Chiyuv starts, it's Chal, Lamed Lefnei HaChag. We have a world machlekes over here between Abaye and Rabbah, what together of Lamed Yom is. We're going to see soon whether it's the Rais or the Rabbanon. Abaye holds that the together of Lamed Yom is not an Egen Zman HaChiyuv. Abaye holds that the Zman of Lamed Yom is not an Egen Zman HaChiyuv. It's not an Egen, it's not Zman HaChiyuv, it's not a Pesach. No, the word is, the chiyuvim, which are going to be chal on Pesach, start to be lamed yom. Those from, let's say in Adam the Shoifman, from when on do I have to worry about my Pesach dikah chiyuvim from lamed yom? That's only if I'm going to have Pesach dikah chiyuvim. That's only if I'm going to be there on Pesach. Says Rav, no, the get of lamed yom is not from when on do you have to worry about your Pesach dikah chiyuvim. Lamed yom is not a chiyuv. No, boss, you tell me, what do you mean? We learned that Dalit and Adalit, that the Zman HaChiyuv is Lel Yodalit. The answer is that's for somebody who's around. For somebody who's not around, the Zman HaChiyuv is Lamed. A world war between Abaye and Rava, what does Lamed mean? Does Lamed mean from when on do the Chiyuvim of Pesach start? Or Lamed Yom is itself a Zman HaChiyuv? That's a very, very, very clear on what it called. So, to make a summary, let Abaye, the Zman of the Chiyuv of Dikas Chavetz starts from Lel Yodalit. Together of Lamed Yom is from when on do you carry the Chiyuv of Lamed of Lel Yodalev. And according to Rava, the din of Lamed Yom is that Yochayev and Chiyuvim. That's together as one. That's Niflamoy, that's Gevaldik. So now that I said that that's the Machlikis of Abaye and Rava, Toich Lamed, do you need Daiter Lavzer or not? Hayetz Midvarener comes out that Toich Lamed, this Machlikis of Abaye and Rava, what together is. Like Abaya, together is not that Lamed Yom is a Zman of Chiyuv of Bedikas Chometz. He says only B'dayta Lachzor. Together, it means we don't treat Lamed Yom like Lel Yodalet. Lamed Yom is a time when you have the Chiyuv of Pesach. Mashenki Rava holds, no, Lamed Yom is the Zman of the Chiyuv. Slowly. If that's true. So then I want to say a Dover Nifla, Tiferet. Now let's go back to before Lamed Yom. Abaya holds it before Lamed Yom. Even if you plan to come back, the ballgame's over, I'm not worried about that. I don't have to worry about that. Why not, by the way? I tell Lazlan, are you going to end up in who knows what? It's not my problem. I don't have to worry about Chanukah time, Rosh Hashanah time, what's going to be Pesach. I'll break my head. I don't want to, by the way, I don't know what else. I'll work it out. Basically, it's not my problem. I'm not holding in Pesach now, and you can't go make chiyuv from me. It's not on my head. Yesh lachko, atifa chakir, I'm going to bring a bunch of nafkarinas now. Yesh lachko, but according to Rav, and we pass them like Rav, by the way. Yesh lachko, according to Rav, who holds that by Daita Lazlan, when I plan to go back, is the pshat of Rava lefnei lamed like Abaye b'toich lamed? I'll explain what I mean. This gather that Rava says that Rosh Hashanah time, you're planning to come back. Rosh Hashanah time, Rashi says, if you're not planning to come back, I want to go slowly. According to Rav, Rosh Hashanah time, if you're not planning to come back, you're not chayav. Why not? Because Lam Yom is a Zman Achiyav. Rosh Hashanah is not. What happens if you're planning to come back? It says, Rav, oh, you're planning to come back? Rosh Hashanah time, if you're Rosh Hashanah time, you have to go ahead and do Bedika. So the two ways to learn Pshana Rav, why when you're Daita Lachza before Rosh Hashanah, are you chayav to do Bedika? One way of learning is that Rav is Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Rav's Rosh Hashanah is like Abai is Toich Lamed. What was the gather of Abai Toich Lamed? Abai said, what's the Lamed? Lamed itself is not as man chiyuvay. But within Lamed, you already have a new chiyuvim that you're going to have on Pesach. What's Daito Lavzok? Daito Lavzok, going to Abai means like this. You're planning to come back on Pesach, and on Pesach, you're going to get a chiyuv. Toich Lamed Yoim, you have the chiyuvim that you're going to have on Pesach. What's up with Lamed Yoim? Well, why not Purim? Why not Tu B'Shvat? Why not Hanukkah? The answer is because from Lamed Yoim and on, I'm responsible for the chiyuv I'm going to have. Robert says, no, Lamed Yoim. Comes along now before Lamed Yoim. Says, Abaya, before Lamed Yoim? Not before Lamed doesn't interest me, but the ball game's over. Says, Robert, no. When you die to Lazar for Rosh Hashanah, you have to take into account. I could learn that Robert's Lefnei Lamed is like Abaya's after Lamed. What I mean to say that Robert's Lefnei Lamed is after Lamed. Why like Robert Lefnei Lamed? Because die to Lazar. And what's the mile of die to Lazar? The mile of die to Lazar is I'm going to come back on Pesach. I'm going to have a Yuvim. So all Rava did was upgrade it. Rava said like this, Toich Lamed is the Zman Achiv. I don't care if you're planning to come back or not. Before Lamed, which is not the Zman Achiv, there your responsibility is because you're going to come on Pesach and you're going to have Chiyuvim. So the Chiyuv of Pesach, you're responsible the whole year. So what Abaye said, but Toich Lamed, Rava extended the whole year, your Pesach take a Yid. Whole year you have to worry about those things. I'm going away Rosh Hashanah time. And I know I'm coming back on Pesach. I'm going to come back in the middle of Pesach. And in the middle of Pesach, I'm going to have Chiyuvim. So the chiyuvim that you're going to have on Pesach, you have to die before that. It could be that some pshat, by the way. So the legitimate pshat means, once I understand, I can't be hearing new things. Things are making faces at me, making me nervous. Yeah? Listen, when I was your age, I listened. Yeah, that's what I'm able to say today. Listen, yeah, listen for years. It didn't open my mouth. It didn't think to open my mouth. It didn't make faces. Imagine if it made faces, I'd show you making faces at me. Yeah, if you think I'd be selling pizza on 13th Avenue. Yeah? I give you a big bracha now. What? No. We'll stop making faces. Maybe he'll be here. Nobody believes in me. I believe in him. Yeah? Listening? I'm saying a Moridika Hakira. The Gedder Loid Abaya is that the Chiyuvim of Pesach start from Lamed Yoim, not before. Rava says, no. The Gedder of Lamed Yoim is a separate Chiyuv. It's a Chiyuv. Lamed Yoim is Erev Yom Tov. Coming back, you're not coming back. Mabel de Gazach. Rav Lamed Yoim is Mabel. I'm not coming back. I'm going away. No, you're chayev. But Rav said that if it's Daita, Rav said before Lamed Yoim, I'm not mechayev you. But if you're coming back, then you're chayev. Why? Is it the same reason that Leir Abaye I'm chayev when it's Daitoi? Because Leir Abaye, we know for sure what the Gedder is. Because Abaye says only chayev Toich Lamed. Why Toich Lamed? Because Toich Lamed, it's mutal on you the chiyuvim that you're going to have tomorrow. Lamed Yoim is from now. Is that the pshat of Rav? That Rav came along and said, one second, that the chiyuv, bedika, that I'm going to have when I come Pesach, doesn't still start Lamed. You ever start before that? I could go like that, by the way. Rav is before Lamed, is a bay, it's like Lamed. But a Raya Muchach is not like that in Rashi. It's not a Raya Muchachas, but it's a Raya. And the Raya goes like this. And then I want to say many, many nafkaminas. When Rashi brings down Rav, I feel Rosh Hashanah Nami, Rashi says, what's Rava worried about? Rava says that when you leave Rosh Hashanah time, Rashi says when you leave Rosh Hashanah time, there's a big balagan, you're going to come back. Says Rashi, do bittul. Says Rashi, what's the problem? What if you Rosh Hashanah Nami? I'll do bittul when I come back. Says Rashi, you're going to come back on Yontif. You won't be able to do bittul. You can't do bittul on Yontif because it's not somebody else about now. Says Rashi, you can't do bittul. You can't do bittul, so you're facing a huge problem. Says I'm worried the kakasha. And if you can't, and if you would do bittul, figure hakasha. And if you do bittul, I say Rashi, I'm not married to hakasha. And if you would do a bittul, let's say I would do bittul, say in Rashi, and then I can go off. Even if the tide allows, so figure hakasha. What do you mean? And if you do bittul, you're still going to come back on yontif. And what are you going to end up on yontif? You're going to have a chiyuv what? You want to have a chiyuv derabanan? You'll have a chiyuv what? A chiyuv derabanan. So hakusha tuman Rashi. Rashi says, another the Kadiyo, a game changer. Rashi says, the guy goes away Rosh Hashanah. Says Rava, Daita Lazo, you're in trouble. I feel Rosh Hashanah. In fact, Rashi, Akasha, do Bittul. And Rashi, I can't do Bittul. In fact, Akasha, let's say I'll do Bittul. Bittul will take care of the derisa by your own, but I have a Chiyuv Darbon. All of us are basically going to say, all right, where did the Chiyuv go? By the way, who learns like that? Old Rishonim learned that the entire sugya, the Ran, as you see today, the Ran learns the sugya, twice as Rosh. Yeah, he didn't see, but the Ran says already that the entire sugya is to what the guy did bitl. We're not talking about the device, we're talking about the Rabban, the guy did bitl already. He didn't do bitl ever anyway. So the whole context of the Gemara says the Chiddush Ran that I asked you to see today is that the guy did bitl. We're talking about the Rabban, the why did Rashi argue on that? So for sure, Rashi says that if the guy would come back and he'd be able to do bitl on Yontif, he'd be okay. Why? He'll come back on Yontif, he did bitl already, but he's facing a particular Rabban, he's going to miss the boat. I feel Rosh Hashanah Nami, where'd that go? State in Rashi. The only thing that bothers Rav is the device and not the Rabbanon. And the question is why? I'll explain to you. But I have a much bigger dirk. My bigger dirk is that. So that's my first dirk. My first dirk is that Rashi's mufurish that the chash of Daite Lavza, Afil of Rosh Hashanah, is only if this is a divisive problem. If I would have done Bittel and all I would have was B'dikas Chometz with the Rabbanon, I wouldn't have it then. Shalos, why not? Well, by the way, not just why not, how the old Yishayim learn like that. Old Yishayim learned that. We're talking about a case where the guy did bittel, and still Rava says maybe you're going to come back. Why is Rashi argue? Slowly. You're going to build many levels of the Shittal sentence. Why is Rashi argue? Slowly. So the answer is that I want to hit on even more than that. So first of all, I want to say Dover Nifla. I now know what forced Rashi to learn that the Sugi was talking about without bittel. I now know what forced Rashi to learn the sugi was talking about without bittel. Because if there was bittel, then Rava wouldn't make sense. I didn't explain yet why. But Rashi says that loy Rava says that feel Rosh Hashanah Nami. Like Rashi do bittel. Says Rashi can't do bittel. State Rashi that if you would have done bittel and you were taking in the rice, no problem. So Rashi says, I go to no bittel, you didn't do bittel. What forced Rashi to learn like that? This alone. This is what forced Rashi to learn, because Rashi didn't understand Rava. What are you worried about? You're going to come back because someone's Rabbanon. You have to worry about because someone's Rabbanon for Rosh Hashanah. You have to worry about because someone's derived from Rosh Hashanah. We'll see soon why. And that Rashi says, okay, so I still want no bittul. So Rashi had a hechus that I was talking about without bittul, because otherwise Rabbanon doesn't make any sense. So I said two stages. Stage number one is that Rashi clearly says that if you would have done bittul midiraisa, Rabbanon would agree you don't have to do bittul when you leave Rosh Hashanah, even though that's allowed. That's it. First Rashi. B, I'm saying, Mimela, Rashi had no choice but to learn that we were talking about that there was no bittul. Because if there would be a bittul, then the only problem with the Rabbanon, and if the only problem with the Rabbanon, then there's no Rabbanon. That's facts. Now let's go weiter. What's interesting to note is that Rashi only shtelled on Rava. Why didn't Rashi shtell on Abaya? Abaya says there's a problem of Daita Lazo. Why doesn't Rashi ask, do bittul? Let's get married to Keshayla. Why doesn't Rashi ask, do bittul? Why did Rashi shtell it on Rava? Rashi waited till Rava. Yes, Kakasha and say, the guy died the last year, the bitl. I can't do bittle. Why did he stole the same shayla on what's died the last mean? What are you worried about? The guy will come back to Shalishim, yeah, he'll do bittle. Is stating them the fact that Rashi waited all the way to Rava, stating them that in Abaya, even if he did bittle, he's still going to have a chiv of died the last year. Stating them that the chiv of died the last of Teich Lamed and the chiv of died the last of Rava are two different chivim. In the chiv of Daita Lavza of Abaya, I don't care if he did bittul. Even if he did bittul, but you're going to come back on Yontif, you're going to have a chiv b'dikas chametz Rabbanon. Rashi doesn't say a word. In Abaya, there's no apologies of Rashi. What happened to bittul? He can't do bittul. He did do bittul. There's no apologies. Rashi understood Abaya. The guy's going to come back in the middle of Yontif, and the minute he'll come back in the middle of Yontif, he'll be chiv b'dikas chametz Rabbanon. He'll be chiv b'dikas chametz Rabbanon. And so you have a chiv. And Meila, Shleishim Yom, you have to do the chiv that Achal knew. I Rabbanon, who cares? You have a chiyuv. Shleishim yoyim. It's already mutl on you. The chiyuvim. The nachal. The pesach. The chiyuvim. Stop. Shleishim yoyim. So Rashi doesn't bother with bittul. So why do Rashi bother himself with punkt with Rava? Don't state the secret. The dover niflum. Rashi holds as a dover poshet that chiyuvim of pesach avad the start not late, not earlier than Lamed Yom. There's no tzad in the world. Rava didn't make sense. Rashi nifashtan of ozak to Rava. Before Lamed Yom Rosh Hashanah, I'm chayv. Why? Because Daita Lachzo. What do you tell me? You tell me that together of Abaya, that I'm chayv already. I'm Daita Lachzo. I'm going to come back on Pesach. On Pesach, I'm going to have a chiyuv. So the chiyuv that I have on Pesach, I'm already chayv earlier. Halei Dabru from Rosh Hashanah, I'm chayv and chiyuv in Pesach. Is Rashi had learned al Krochach that the chiyuv of Rav of Daita Lachzo before Shleishim Yom and the chiyuv of Abaya Toy Shleishim are two different chiyuv and those chayvus to each other. But Azra is Lorei. The chiyuv of Abaya Toy Lamed Yom is like I explained at length. If you're going to come back, and you're going to have a Pesach the Kechiyuv. Pesach the Kechiyuv will start from Lamed Yom. Pesach the Kechiyuv will start from Lamed Yom. That's the Toich Lamed Yom. Rava says Toich Lamed Yom Yechayev because Lamed Yom itself is a Chiyuv. What about before Lamed Yom? So I said, maybe he holds like a fire, holds Toich Lamed Yom. The answer is it can't be. Because before Lamed Yom, there's no Chiyuvim. Before Lamed Yom, there's no Chiyuvim. So Rava doesn't make any sense. Rashi didn't say, what's Rava talking about? Me Rosh Hashanah, I'm chayav because of Daita Lachzo. Me Rosh Hashanah, I'm chayav because of Daita Lachzo. What's up with chayav and Daita Lachzo, Rosh Hashanah? I don't have chiyuvim. I don't have Pesach. We tell me Daita Lachzo, you're going to come back. And on Pesach, you're going to have chiyuvim. Zok Rashi, what chiyuvim? It could be that on Pesach I have chiyuvim, but Rosh Hashanah time, I'm not chayav to be Daita for the chiyuvim of what do you call it? Of Pesach. So Rashi learned that the Daita Lachzo of Rava is talking about a case where he didn't do bittul. And there's a chiyuv deraisa. And the reason why you have to worry about it is because Pasha, you're going to be over on a veira deraisa, and that you have to worry about Rosh Hashanah. That means, I'm going to say it bluntly now, the Daita Lachzor Rava Toich Lamed is that from Toich Lamed when you're a Daita Lachzor, you're chayiv to do the Bedikas Chometz Rabbanan, that's mutl on you. That means the chiyuv of Pesach of Bedikas Chometz Rabbanan of Orla Basar already heaped Zachan when? From Lamed Yoim. Rava holds it that chiyuv starts even if you're not going to come back on Pesach. That's richtig. But before Lamed Yoim, there's no chiyuv for Pesach anymore. What's that chiyuv? That's tam bedikas talayim. That's tam a precautionary measure to make sure that you're not eiver averus. Said Rashi, precautionary measures. You're going to make a guy Rosh Hashanah time go do bedika because of a derabbanan dikachshash that maybe he'll come to eat it. That's crazy. For the rice of dikachshash, yeah. And that's why Rashi learned that the din of Rava of Daita Lachzor has to make a new kibda that the entire sukkah is talking about where he didn't do bittul, because then Rava makes sense. Otherwise, Rava doesn't make any sense at all. So what forced Rashi to say that the sugi was talking about that there was no bittul and we're handling the right situation was Rava, not Abaye. Abaye who said that I'm chayiv only daita lachzor. That's the word is because toich lamid yom it's chalami d'chiyuvim that are going to be chalami on Pesach. I mean, I'm planning to come back on Pesach. And on Pesach it's going to be chalami Pesach d'chiyuvim. Pesach d'chiyuvim start from lamid yom. Ain't daita lachzor? You don't have Pesach d'chiyuvim, there's no lamid yom. Rava says an internal part, no. Lamid yom itself is this man achiyuv. Lamid yom is erev yontov. If you're not going to be around. Before lamid yom, what's that? Have chiyuvim of bedikas chometz before lamid yom? What's that? There's no chiyuv before lamid yom. So what is it? It's not a precautionary measure. It's not going to make the guy maybe. Says Rashi, maybe. That's only if it's the rice. If it's rabbanan, there's no maybe. And that's what forced Rashi to learn that the daita lachzor of Rava before lamid and the daita lachzor of Abaye have no shachas to each other. That's niflum oy lamita shel Torah. I can't hear. No, was maybe the guy will be over here Rosh Hashanah time. What's that? Make a taste. It's a rubber's a pillow. What do you say? We'll get out there. That's not a reason that I have to go do B'dikas Chometz now. Sometime during the year, I'll take care of it. I'll go send a message. I don't know what. It's not my problem. It's not my tagging now. You can't go give a chiyuv to go say that. You have to go do it now. That's not my problem. Go break your head. But one second. According to Abaye, it's not the Achayev. No. No, that's what I just said. Otherwise, why is it Dafka Tarz Lamed? That's Nifl Moy Lamed. I'm going to say now three Nafkamin is Alocha. By the way, let's continue. The Rishainim who learned that the whole Sugi is talking about the Rabbanim, I could have the same Chakira. Is the Peshat before Lamed a Gether like a Bayit at Tarz Lamed? The Chiyuv already started earlier, or no? They also agree before Lamed there's no Chiyuv. This is B'dikas Talam. Shami Yavalachla. Maybe you'll come to eat it. So we'll machmer on you. That could be. I want to say three Niflah that get off Kavinas. Why are you making faces at every place? Everybody, really, I'm depressed from every cats.
The Chiyuv Talam, B'dikas Talam, why should it start? Why should it start early?
Because if you're Shemayim, the Vegas.
There's a Chiyuv on you?
Yeah. Oh. 1 second. I want to say three Niflah Nafkaminas. First Nafkamina I brought down for you today is the Mishabura and the Bir Alacha. In Zimin Tov Lamed Vav. Sasha Mori de Kamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins over here, if you notice, on the first Mitzvah, Shavuot. So first of all, the Mechaber and the Ramah, they pass him like Rava. Okay? That's Aleph. Says the Ramah, V'lo yivorech oz al b'yurchamez. You don't bend. You don't make a bracha. This is a dumb and if you don't make a bracha. Why not? Why don't you do a bracha? A guy's going, right? A guy's leaving. Teich shleishim yayim. You don't make a bracha. Avos nisht. So Mishabura says on the bottom, he brings down the goin. Mishabura on the bottom brings down the goin. That the Goyen said that the reason is because the bracha of Al-Bir Chometz doesn't pass. Bracha Al-Bir Chometz passes when you make it Erev Yontif, because Erev Yontif, you're talking getting rid of the Chometz. Over here, you're not really getting rid of the Chometz. You're cleaning out of your house, but you're continuing to eat Chometz for another month. That's not called Bir Chametz. You can't make the bracha. I think the commissioner brought here that printed off here. But the Bir Halacha brings down a machleitis between the Ra'ah and the Ritva over here. The Ritva by us brings down from his Rebbe the Ra'ah a Davanayra. Look at the Bir Halacha that I printed out for you on the right side. The last line, he brings a machleitis of Peskin. The Das Ra'ah, the Chol Shazakar Guvar Mavar Chalabir. The last line of the Bir Halacha. The Nir and Hadvarim Tosh Lesh Yerim Dafka. Ay, it's a Davan Nifla. The Ra'ah, the Heligar Ra'ah that the Rebbe of the Ritva brings down, they have to make a bracha. It means a guy is going away, Tosh Lesh Yerim, makes a bracha. Says the Ritva, it's a Ritva by us. That's only Tosh Lesh Yerim. Finish Lesh Yerim, you don't make a bracha. Ferger Chakasha, what do you mean? You're passing like Rava. What type of Achra is that? You're passing like Rava. That you do Bedika, Sai, Tosh Lesh Yerim, when it's ain't Dai Delazo, and the Fesha, there was Dai Delazo. What happens to the Ritva was Machria? They only make a bracha, Tosh Lesh Yerim, and not before. If you have to Rama Eile, it's Niflamoid, Lamita Shaltaira. Watch. Tosh Lesh Yerim, the reason why you're doing B'dikas Chometz is because we preempted Erev Yom Tov. You hit it over Nifla. Why are you doing B'dikas Tosh Lesh Yerim like Rava? You're doing B'dikas Chometz with Tosh Lesh Yerim like Rava because we moved Erev Yom Tov up. Tosh Lesh Yerim, it's Chal B'chiyuv Mepesach. Broke out, by the way, a very small machlekes between Rava and Abaya. What does Shlesh Yerim mean? Does Shlesh Yerim mean only if you're going to have a chiyuv tomorrow, or Shlesh Yerim means independent? But Shlesh Yerim is the chiyuv. So what are you doing when you're doing Tosh Lesh Yerim? You're doing Oral Abba Asa B'etkin Asa Chometz, the Chazal, or Misak, and the Takon of the Rabbah, and the B'dikas Chometz, even though you did Bittul, correct? No, yes, make a bracha. We're going to learn the Daf Zayin, Mitzvah Hashem, Baruchas Godel, the whole blot. Yes, Chazal, we're sacking a bracha. So why is the Shleishim also not? I be passing like Rabbah the Medayt Alav, so it's Niflamoid. Because before Shleishim, I've added there's no Chiyuv of B'dikas Chometz. So why in the world does Rabbah say you have to make it? That's a precautionary measure. Rashi says it's the Raisa. The Rishonim say it's the Rabbanan. That's Niflamoid. On B'dikas Talom, you don't make a bracha. So if the din of Rav is a din, I'm bringing a raya muchachas to the lumpness that I'm saying that the chiyuv of Rav, the fnei shleishim of Daita Lachzo, is not the same chiyuv as Lachas shleishim. I'm bringing a raya muchachas that the chiyuv of Rav, Daita Lachzo, the fnei shleishim, is not the same chiyuv as Abayi's Daita Lachzo, Toy shleishim. Because the ritva paskins that you make a bracha Toy shleishim and you don't make a bracha, the fnei shleishim, vosepis. The answer is because Toy shleishim, you're preempting the chiyuv of Erev Yantav, which is the classic takara, B'dikas Chometz. The fnei shleishim, there's no chiyuv of B'dikas Chometz b'chal. Now the part is, there's a precautionary measure that you know you're going to come back. You might come to eat it, like the Rishonim, like Rashi, you come to everybody, you're over Matzei, Memelo, they made a chashash. For that, you don't make a bracha.
No one's going to tell you, see a bayi, you need to make a bracha.
I can't hear you.
No one's going to tell you, see a bayi, you need to make a bracha during 30 days. Could be Rava really holds like a bayi, and it's the same thing. No one's going to say, see a bayi, you need to make a bracha during 30 days.
Are we passing like Rava? You didn't say
no, even Loyitzor, we pass like a bayi.
You didn't hear what I said. I'm saying a halacha l'maisa. I'm saying. The Bir Halacha is going on the Shulchan Aruch, who passes like Rav Adal Halacha Yidu Bdika, and he says you don't make a bracha. That's what I'm saying.
Why if Rav Akoyin Lamed was a bias Afal Lamed, why be a bracha there? Still not real.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm coming to ding on all of you. If the gather of Rav Lefnei Lamed would be that the Chiyuvim start Pesach Dikah Chiyuv start a whole year, so you're doing your Pesach Dikah Chiyuv now, and that was Rav's Chiddush that you have to daiga for Pesach a whole year, then about you would make a bracha. That's like it. I'm saying, I'm going to say fakarit. I'm saying what? No, if you're buying, you don't do the thing about it ever. For sure, that's mamash the B'dikas Chometz the Raisa. What's Achalamit? Tosh Lamed. You make a bracha. Yeah, that's why. Otherwise, what's Lamed Yom have meaning? I think the fact that you all asked me this, you didn't say anything I said till now. The din of Lamed Yom for Yachag means it's Chal Nal the Chiyuv of Pesach. The Chiyuv of Pesach is preempted and predated all the way back. And now there's a Chiyuv now, so you have to make a bracha. By the way, the Goyin says the only reason why you don't make a bracha is because the Lashon is not passing. The Goyin that the Mishavur brings down, I printed over there, says the only reason why you don't make a bracha is the bracha. The Lashon of the bracha doesn't pass because you're busy eating sandwiches. What are you saying for your chometz? Even though you cleaned it out of your house. Abashate on the Abadi make a bracha. Why? Because the Abadi is Pasha, because the Chiyuvim of tomorrow, Achal now. Late Rava, without a coming back tomorrow, late Abaya, with the coming back tomorrow, that's a picture of Kamachlek is Abaya Rava of Teich Lamed. The Chiddush is that before Lamed says the Ritva, you don't make a bracha, Vasephis, Ibadai Delaza. The answer is no, before Lamed Abadi, there's no Chiyuvim. It's a Raya Muchachas to the Rey that was saying, have a second Afkamina. The Torah in Simon Tov Lamed Beis brings down a fascinating Shiloh. In Simon Tov Lamed Beis, one second. In Simon Tov Lamed Beis, the Torah brings down a fascinating Shiloh. When a person makes B'dikas Chometz, you say a Shechiyanu. So L'chaira, you should make a Shechiyanu because it's a mitzvah that comes once a year. You don't do B'dikas Chometz all year. Says the Bala Itur over here, the Machlekes over here. So the Torah brings out a Bala Yitra. Bala Yitra Kasa, Ikamad Mavarach Shechianu, Tam Mizman Lezman Kasi. You all know Shechianu is Mizman Lezman. It's a Zach, which is seasonal. The Ikamad Yom, the Lei Baruch, look at this. Dollar Kovel Lei Zinini, the Mavarach Yitra, Yom Yisrael, that the last Rosh Hashanah, to a Chibla, passing like Rava, you do Bidikas Chometz a whole year. So you do Bidikas Chometz a whole year. So it's no Shechianu. Bidikas Chometz is an all-season mitzvah, says the Torah, who argues on the Valley of the Baruch says it's a limited mitzvah. It's a timely mitzvah. And the Torah argues, and he says, there are those who argue, what do you mean? It's an all-season mitzvah. It's a whole year. You do it in Rosh Hashanah. L'chayra, and then the Torah says a different shot. L'chayra, it depends on this raid. Why? Because if the din of mi Rosh Hashanah is the way I'm proving it from the Ritva, and the way I'm buying it from Rashi, that the din of before Lamed Yom is not the din of Abaya, so the din of a whole year is not the mitzvah b'dikas chometz. It's not a new din of precautionary measure. The mitzvah b'dikas chometz that you be recommended in the rabbanon is a mizman lezman. It's either within lamed yom or it's erev yomtiv. That day you do daita lachs of rosh hashanah has no shaychus b'chal to the mitzvah b'dikas chometz that you're doing the mitzvah of the rabbanon we're talking about. We're talking about the mitzvah of the rabbanon. Has no shaychus to that mitzvah b'chal. So it's not mizman. It is mizman lezman. The mitzvah only applies either erev yomtiv or it applies lamed yom lefei. That day you do it rosh hashanah is not the mitzvah b'dikas chometz. It's not a new precautionary measure. The guy might come back, and when you this is bazundur of the gzeiro, the way the guy goes away, he might come back, and he might end up in trouble. He might come to eat it. So we said, get rid of it. That take a precaution. That's not the mitzvah b'dikas chometz. The mele avad and avad. The mitzvah b'dikas chometz is a timely mitzvah. He's man lozman. 1 second. Third nafkamina va'al kulam. The third nafkamina is va'al kulam. A shocking nafkamina. In my eyes. It's Mefurash Rashi. It could be argued on. It could be argued on. In my eyes, it's Mefurash Rashi. And this is the most powerful Raya. There's a lot to argue about the Raya, but I think it's Mefurash Rashi. Turn to Chavzayim and Beis voice. Turn to Chavzayim and Beis. I'm going to show you a Dover Nifla Mamash Lamita Shal Torah if it's Emes. I'm going to show you a Dover Nifla watch. Tunduk of Zayim Abbas, like Morris says, Emir Chomes El Sefer, Tanya. I'm Rabbi Huda, Emir Chomes El Sefer, Mamash, a remarkable Rashi that I once saw, and I'm going to take a Mesa. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Huda, Emir Chomes El Sefer. Rabbi Huda holds Emir Chomes El Sefer. But the nice thing more about the Kavachomer, all the Kavachomer, we saw this once. Ma'adach nice Shane by Rav Motzi Ton Zrefa, Chomet Shiesh, by Rav Motzi, the Gmorsa is a Chomer, Kalvachomer. Ma'adach nice, which is Kal, needs Zrefa, Koshkin Chomet, which is Chomer, needs Zrefa. So the Mother says, Kol Din Shat Adon Tri Losa Lachma Zrefa Lahakal, Ein Adin. In the end, you're making a Kula. Why is he making a Kula? La Motzi Eitz in the Sofer, Yeshiva Bottle. I'm not going to find Eitz in when I sit around with my, twiddling my thumbs. So it's a chumra that I need to burn it, but it's a chumra that's going to end up in a kula that if I can't find it, I won't do anything. I'll be yeshiva bottle. In fact, Rashi over here, Shimloi Motze Eishim Yoshiva bottle on the bottom of Chosayim and Beis. Bint me. In fact, Rashi, Ba'afakav Darmina Mepera Kamad Af Yidveizim and Beis Rabbi Yehuda B'Shas B'Yurash B'Zos B'Chol Dover. Gabi Flip Tayu. Hold on. In fact, Rashi Akasha, I don't understand. What do you mean the guy's yeshiva bottle? Hello, in Af Yidveizim and Beis, the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein B'Chometz El Sreifa only when Shalei B'Shas B'Yirui, before 12 o'clock. But once I get to 12 o'clock, what's the din? Has B'Shas B'Chol Dover. So why is the guy Yeshiva Bottle? You have to have fire? You don't have to have fire. The minute you hit 12 o'clock, it's Has B'Shas B'Chol Dover. In fact, Rashi, Achav Zayin, or Beis, what's the Gemara say that the guy is going to be a Yeshiva Bottle? When's he going to be a Yeshiva Bottle? He won't have fire, he won't have wood, he'll be a Yeshiva Bottle. When's Yeshiva Bottle? On Erev Yontov? On Erev Yontov, there's only the Ein B'Chometz El Sreifa until 12 o'clock. After 12 o'clock, it's Has B'Shas B'Chol Dover. So the guy's not going to be Yeshiva Bottle. And with Rashi, it's a kula. Where's that? Mishu Reitzel Lotzis B'Shayar V'Torch Shleishim Yom. You're right. He's not going to be a Yeshiva Bottle on Erev Yontif. Because on Erev Yontif, says Rashi, it's going to come 12 o'clock, which is his mana Yisur. Hashem doesn't hold over. So it's not a kula. You know when it's a kula? This guy's going away. V'Torch Lamed, Yeshiva B'Shayar. The din is when the Yeretz V'Shayora B'Torah Shloshim, the din is Arminan Zarku Glevar, and we're passing like Rava, the Zarku Glevar is even when? When is the Zarku Glevar? When is the Zarku Glevar? Even when? They're not coming back. So Rashi says, I'll tell you what, the guy's going to be a Yeshiv Batal. This guy's going away a day after Purim. He's a Zokr Levar. We pass him like a Behuda holds what? Ebru Chametz. Now we pass him. According to Behuda, Ebru Chametz elsewhere. You're supposed to burn it and you don't have wood. So what's going to happen? You'll be a Yeshiv Batal. You tell me, what do you mean? I'm not going to be around. I'm leaving. So about the guy's leaving, he's going to be a Yeshiv Batal. So on Erev Yom Tov itself, he won't be a Yeshiv Batal like a Behuda. Because the minute it'll hit 12 o'clock, we'll go ahead and do Hashmazot B'chol Dover. But if the guy's a Yeshiv Sheyara, says Rashi, he's going to be a Yeshiv Batal. What's a Yeshiv Batal? He's leaving, right? The car's coming to pick him up to the airport in 5 minutes. He's leaving. So Yehud Eim B'chol Tzal Sefer, he can't fly wood. He's a Yeshiv Batal, right? That's a Moritika Kula. You're letting him off the hook. Fine. So Rashi says, I found the case where it's Eim B'chol Tzal Sefer, where the guy's going to be a Yeshiv Batal, is when he left before Yontif. So have a kasha. So why did Rashi say Dafka Lamed Yom? We're passing like Rava. So why did Rashi say that the case is where he's a Yetzir B'Sheyara Teich Lamed Zokur Levar? It's not true. Even before Lamed, he have a case. He said Lamed Dafka, he wants to stand with Abai also. Why did Rashi chap on Dafka? So have a Moritik Hashayla. Moritik Rabboisai. I have a Rashi who says that when a guy leaves Toich Lamed, he has to do Embiyo Chametzal Shefa. Atke Dekarta, but he can't find wood, he's Yeshiv Batal. Like Rava, that when you leave before 30 days and your diet allows, you have to do it. Do you do Embiyo Chametzal Shefa? What's that saying? Like Rava, who says when you leave Rosh Hashanah time, your diet allows, is it the same thing of Embiyo Chametzal Shefa? What's that saying? It's totally in this. It's a Diok and Rashi, it's a Diok. Rashi, when he says the case of Yeshiv Batal, when you're going to sit twiddling your thumbs, Rashi says it, but Toich Lamed. Midduyuk and Rashi, that before Lamed, I won't twiddle my thumbs. Why not? Because there's no din of Embiyo Chametz El Shefa. Why not? It's Niflamoid. Because the din of Bir Chametz of Lamed is the mitzvah of Bir Chametz. That's Niflamoid, no? The mitzvah before Lamed is not the mitzvah of Bir Chametz. It's a precautionary measure to make sure that you won't end up with the deraisa dikachiv. And that's why Rashi learns that it's not with the deraisa, because under Rabbanan dikachshosh, Hashem Yav Lach, Rashi didn't bother him. I have to go worry about Hashem Yav Lach, and Rechim Yav Lach when I'm leaving Hanukkah time. But about it, it won't be the name of Chometz El Shreifa. That's Niflamoid. So when Rashi wants to chop on the case, oh, but Shetty and Shanta Zach, oh, but Toich Lamed is the name of Chometz El Shreifa. Because it's before this man. That's what I said, because it preempts it. What about before Lamed? And Nachan Ami, there won't be. That's Murdoch. That's Niflamoid. Agav, it's Mduik in this Rashi, that the name of Lamed Yom is the Raisa. This Rashi's handling the Raisa. This Rashi's handling the rice. We're talking about the Kal V'Chaymer. How do I know Embiyo Chametz El Shefer? Rashi says the case is going to be Lamed Yom. He stated the din of Lamed Yom is not as Rabbanan Tekedin, it's the rice of Tekedin. It's a real Zach. I said three nafkaminas, Shechianu, Bracha, and Embiyo Chametz El Shefer. All three nafkaminas are documented here. 1 second. Now we get, all this is brings us to what made this Rashi famous. The Maisa, at the end of the day, Rashi said the Sukkah was talking about where the guy didn't do Beto yet. Why Rashi learned like that? I said why. Because Rashi held that if he did Bittul Rava, doesn't make sense. Because before Lamed, there's no Chiyum of B'dikas Chometz Rabbanan. I repeat, before Lamed, there's no B'dikas Chometz Rabbanan. So the Chiyum has to be a precautionary measure. And Rashi held precautionary measures only the Raisa, not the Rabbanan. It's a force of Rashi, by the way. Rashi says, if you do Bittul, you're okay. Rashi says, if you would have done Bittul, you're okay before Lamed. Before Lamed, if you would have done Bittul, you're okay. That's the axiom of the Rashi. That's the Evan Yisoid. That's the Yisoid of the Rashi here. If you would have done Bittul, there's no Lufnei Lamed. Okay, so Rashi says, therefore, we're talking about you didn't do Bittul. And now we have a chash earlier in the year, and it could be you don't make a bracha, and it could be that there's no Bichamat al Shreifa. That's good. So now's the big problem. Now begins the catastrophe. Okay, so we have the Seder HaPshat, Lefi Rashi. And now begins the big problem. The guy didn't do Bittul. So who cares if he's coming back or not? In fact, the Bikasha, if the guy didn't do Bittul, so what's if he comes back or not? He has Chometz in his house. He didn't do Bidika. This is the great catastrophe of this Rashi. And that's why I'm pushing off this kasha of the Marshal and the Marshal till now. First, I want to set up the Seder HaDvarim in the Gemara. The two machlekes of the Bayi Rava. We have one machlekes Toich Lamed. We have another machlekes before Lamed. We had a Chakira, what's Pshat and Rava before Lamed? Is Rava before Lamed like a Bayi Toich Lamed, or it's a new gather? We bought a Raya from Rashi that it's two different Gedarim. We bought three Nafkaminas. One is the Bracha, one is the Shechianu, and one is the Embiyo Chometz El Shefa. Now, when the dust settles from this whole binyan, we have a big problem over here. Shitas Rashi is, this sugi is talking about the guy in the Bittul. The guy in the Bittul, Rava doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, Daita Lazar, not Daita Lazar? The guy's having by Rava Matzi. What's Tutsuk over here? Says Rashi, he's going to come back, he's going to see it. In fact, everybody, what do you mean, see it? I need to see the chometz with my eyes in order to remember that. Nobody said, by the way, even without bayatim, by the way, you have to see it with your eyes. If the chometz is in a place where it could be seen, it's you're only arguing chometz that I see with my eyes. That's not the natsua. So what I mean is, says the mashal over here, mashal drops a bomb. And this mashal has been echoing in my ears for almost 50 years. When I heard this mashal for the first time, I couldn't believe it. You know what the mashal says? Mashal says he doesn't mean that you're going to see it. You're going to see it with your eyes. Nobody cares about that. You're going to find out about it. Says the mashal, state in this Rashi that chometz that you don't know about, you're not over by Rav Matzanat. So if you're not going to be Daitel Achzor, we're talking about a guy who doesn't know for sure he has chometz in his house. But that's why you do Bedika. He's going to come back and he's going to see the chometz, meaning he's going to find out that he has chometz, and then he's over by Rav Matzanat. But if he doesn't know about the chometz that I don't know about, I'm not over by Rav Matzanat. And Ra'uah means, I know about it. Because chometz that I don't know about, it's not called by Rav Matzanat. It's not called by Rav Matzanat. It's not called by Rav Matzanat. It's not called by me. I don't know about it. Yeah, right, sir? The mashal dropped a bomb that shook the whole Olam HaTorah. Now, this is a Tosis in Daf Chaf Aleph who says this also, which we're going to talk about. But the mashal says it in Rashi. What's around this mashal? What's around this mashal? What is around this mashal? What? No. Mashal says, the Rashi state that you're going to come back, you find out, but you're not over Chometz Sheni Yidua. You're not over a Chometz that you don't know about. I don't know about it, I'm not over. When I come back, I'll find out about it. That's a precautionary measure. What's right? No. What? Oh. So Abis Kashi is, the Gemara says in the Dalam of Beis, that Midaraisa bit to be al Masagili. But the only reason why B'dikas Chometz is Darbanan, remember we had a shadow of the ladies, I believe, the only reason why B'dikas Chometz is Darbanan, because the rest of it, Be'al Masagili. You said before Shalik Mara, the first minute of this man, we made a tumble about this, some of you pushed back, or you were wrong. Stating before Shalik Mara, that Dalam of the base, that if you don't do a bittle, B'dikas Chometz is Darbanan, you're more apologized. The reason why the ladies, I believe, etc., is because B'dikas Chometz is Darbanan, because you did bittle. And if you wouldn't do a bittle, say B'dikas Chometz is Darbanan. We start off this man like that, that's before Shalik Mara, the Rashi area. What do you mean? I don't know about it. I have to go search for it. I have to go search for chometz. What I know, I'll take it out. I don't know. I have to go to the B'dikas Chometz. You know that would change Klal Yisrael. You know Shalom Bayis that would make. What do you think B'dikas Chometz for? Now, there's a Tosfos later on who says on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph that after a guy does B'dikas Chometz and there might be some chometz left in his house, he's not over because he doesn't know about it. That we'll get to on the Beis. That's after the B'dikas Chometz. Over here we're talking about the Chiyuv B'dikas Chometz. I don't know about it. Hello. Shtein this mashal azach, which is not to be believed. By the way, Swearinger told me that I always need to do B'dikas Chometz. Why? Because it's a makom shemachmis b'chametz. But I said, this Gemara is talking about a makom shemachmis b'chametz, no? What's this Gemara? It's talking about a regular standard house, right? Zarkuk levar, not zarkuk levar. We're talking about a house that if I would be home, I'd have to do B'dikas, right? So we're talking about a classic case of all that was a B'dikas Chometz, as I left earlier. So we're talking about a regular house, right? Now, if you tell me that chometz, I don't know about a matter of so why am I having B'dikas Chometz with the Eisa? Mashal doesn't ask it. L'choira, I'm scared to say this. L'choira, we have to say the mashal is a new shot that we never saw the whole man. The reason why I have to do B'dikas Chometz with the Eisa is because you might find chometz on Yom Tov, and then you'll know about it, and then you'll be over. Shtating this mashal, the chometz she'ini you do, you're not over on. And that's why this guy's going away. If he's not going to come back, Shalom Yisrael, everything's fine. I don't know about it. Goodbye. I don't have to go do B'dikas Chometz. But you're a Daitel Achzor. And what, we're afraid you're going to come back and you're going to find out about it. So I have to do B'dikas Chometz every time. You have to do B'dikas Chometz every time you deraisa. You know why? Because you might find Chometz on Pesach and find out about it. And that precautionary measure is mechayev you to take care of Bayira in a way that you won't come to go over Bayira. One second. You have to take care of a new pshat, why B'dikas Chometz? Up to now we learned that B'dikas Chometz be deraisa is because you might be over Bayira. You might have Chometz. You might be over Bayira. You might be Chometz in your bottom drawer. I don't know about it. Terah says, but you might find out about it. Now, this is a huge weakening in the whole understanding of B'dikas Chometz Deraisa. Up to now, we learned that the word B'dikas Chometz Deraisa is because you have Bayer Rav Matzah, you have Chometz in your house, and you might be over it. We don't know for sure you have Chometz, but you might have Chometz. Suffolk Deraisa will come. Either it's B'dikas Talam, or it's even more than that. The Bayer Rav says they call the necessary precautions, whatever we spoke about the first day, whether it's like that. But that's not the point now. But here we're talking about a Zach, the word is, if I don't, I'm not over it. So leave it. Hey, what do they say about you guys? What's your motto? Ignorance is bliss. Right? That's the motto of the door. But you don't know. Ignorance is bliss. So what do I have to know about it? What have to B'dikah for? The Torah says, what are you worried about? That on Yom Tov I'm going to find it. That's a very far-fetched deraisa d'kadin. We're going to talk about this. Mashal argues a pshat of Rashi. Mashal says a different pshat. which we're going to see tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to focus on the other part of the sugya. Tomorrow, we're going to focus on the other part of the sugya, which is the din of Oitzer and Mapoilus. We're going to see tomorrow that there's a double Lashitosai in how the Rishonim learned Mapoilus and how they learned Bedika. And we're going to try to connect all that. We also have to learn the Marshal inside and a number of other very important zach tonight to be the regular vibe on the seals and Shah Mashal Tevum with Lachas.